Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the next single item that's on our list. Back in the Mishnah, Chavtet Amud Bet, Mishnah Gimel of the second parak, of items that if taken from, bought, or given to by pagans, are Asurim and Isuram Isur Hana'a. Nodot Ha'ovdei Kochavim Bekan Kenehem. Their wineskins and their wine flasks. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, let's see this bright. Nodota of Dekochavim, Grudim Chadashim, which means if they are both scraped out from whatever liner they would put in, and they are new. New here does not mean no wine was ever put in them, but they haven't been used for a long time, meaning they haven't had a lot of use. Then Mutarin, you can then use them for wine. Yishanim umazupafin, which here we read as Yishanim umazupafin, which means either they have had long-term use, or else they are still have the liner in them, and evidently the liner itself was soaked with oil. Asurin. Now, Oved Kochavim, let's say the non-Jew, Rivan, he made them, Ve'ibdan, he processed them out, and then Venatan Tochan Yain, and he put wine into them for the first time. Yisrael omed al gabav, enochoshesh. If Yisrael is standing there watching him, it's okay. Now that's the bright top. What does it help? If he puts in the wine, what does it help that a Jew is watching him? So we have two answers to that. I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa says you have to fix the girsa. If the non-Jew processed it and then the Yisrael put wine in it, there's a second Yisrael. So there's three people here. The second Yisrael watching him, Eino Choshesh. But since Israel is putting wine in there, now it's not a question of why it's permissible, it's what do you need the third guy there, the second Jew? And the answer Papa gives is, Dilma agav tir de menasech v'lavadate. He says, maybe while the Jew is busy trying to pour the wine in, the non-Jew will somehow be menasech the wine, and therefore you have the second Jew there to watch and make sure it doesn't happen. Now, Rav Zvid Amar, this, by the way, tells you that Nisuch does not mean libating or in any other way. It could be that he just even, it sounds like he doesn't even have to touch it. He could just have some sort of intention and say something about what he's doing with the wine. Now, as Rav Zvid Amar, the Olam could have come at Mikara. Really, it's the original case, the original read, which is that the non-Jew is pouring the wine in. Since he's pouring the wine in order to finish the processing of the sealant and not really to store wine, it's like pouring water into mortar. In other words, it's simply a functional material, not a celebratory material, and this is therefore there's no yain nesach possibility. Now, Amar Papi. Rav Papi drew the following conclusion. Shma minam Rav Zvid. From that ruling, we could come to the following implication. Hi, Oved Kochavim Neshad HaChamer Levei Milchid Yisrael. Let's say a Jew has some salt, and a non-Jew throws some of his wine into it to soften up the salt or give it a little taste. Shari. Then it's mutter, just like here, with the non-Jew pouring the wine into the wineskin to toughen it up or to generate a sealant. So Marka Rashi challenged this inference. Midami, they're not alike. Hatam Kaze Libud. When you throw it into the wineskin, the wine is lost forever. It's only going to act as a sealant, as a liquid. It's gone. Hachaloka azalibud, but here when he puts it into the salt, it's still there, the taste is still affecting it, so you can't draw that conclusion. Now here's a story. Bar Adi Tayai, he was an Arab. Anasahu Ziki de Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, he confiscated, or seized, some flasks of this Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Rambu Chamre, put his own wine into it, and then Adrinu Niole, he then returned it to him, meaning he finished the wine, and then he returned the empty casks. So the rabbi came to the Beit Midrash, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, to ask what he could do with the flasks. Amarle Rabbi Yirmi, yes, Rabbi Yirmi answered, Kachara Rabbi Yami, Halacha Lamaaseh Rabbi Yami, the great student of Rabbi Yochanan, already had ruled in a case like this in practice. Malan Maim Shlosha Yamim U'Me'aran, you have to fill them up with water for 3 days and pour them out. And then they're fine. Which means when you have these kankanim that had one-time or short-term use, they're not prohibited forever. There's just this clean it out with water. Rabbi says every 24 hours you have to pour out the water and refill it. Something that we're familiar with in our preparation for Pesach with glassware. Now, Sovramina in the Beit Midrash, they thought, Hani Mili Didan. That only applies if it's our things that they took and used temporarily, and therefore we can use this 3-day water system. Habal didhu lo, but if it's theirs that we're taking from them or buying from them, then no. Ki at Ravin, I'm Rav Shimon Lakish. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and said that Rish Lakish ruled, it doesn't matter if it was originally ours and taken by them or it was always theirs. The same system applies. So Racha Bered, Rav Kami, Rav Ashilam Amr. So now, a couple generations later, Rav Ashi had a student in front of him suggest, Hanimili no dot, maybe this only works with wine skins. Habal kan kanim lo, maybe it doesn't work with flasks. Hamal Rav Ashi lo shnai lo dot, lo shnai kan kanim, which means it works across the board. Wine skins, wine flasks, pelt, ceramic, originally ours, originally theirs. All right, Tana Rabbanan, kan kanim shel oveid kochavim. Here's another bright, similar to the one that we started with. Chadashim grudim. Again, if it's new, and there's no liner in it, mutarin. Yishanim umazufafin, but if it's already been used for a long time, or it has the liner still in it, asurin. Oveid kochavim, notenen tochan yayin. If the non-Jew puts wine in there, Yisrael notenen tochan mayim. The Yisrael can cleanse it through the water, as meaning the way that we just read it with the 3-day system. Another possibility is Yisrael intend tochan sir umuryas. The non-Jew can put in sharp fish juice, and that will cleanse it immediately. You don't need 3 days for that. And it's fine. Now, Yibayelahu, the question was asked about this ruling. The wording of the bright is a little unclear. Does it mean the Jew can put this in and cleanse it? Or does it mean if the Jew put this water in for 3 days or put the sir umuryas in immediately, and that's really the question here about the fish juice, does that mean b'chatchila you could do that and cleanse it, or b'diavad if you did it, you could use it right away? So let's see. Toshma, the Tanu Rav Zvid Bar Shaya, keach kan kanim yavdei kochavim, if you buy flasks from them, charashim el ten tochan yain, if they're new, just put wine in them. Yishanim, if they're old, ten tochan sirim, yes, l'chatchila, you could put in this fish juice, it's sharp, it's tangy, obviously you're going to wash it up before you won't put wine in it, and it's good right away. L'chatchila. Ba'amine Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Ami Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Nasiya, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, asked Rabbi Ami, Hechziran l'kivshana eshvini lavnu mahu. Let's say instead of this fish juice, you took this flask you bought from the non-Jew, and you put it back into the kiln. Does that good? Amar leit, sir soref, urlo kol shekein. So if the fish juice burns out the wine, certainly the fire will. Eat marnami amri yochanan, v'amrila amar ravasim amri yochanan. So we have a quote from Rabbi Yochanan. You put it back in the fire. Once the liner peels off and is gone, mutarin. And Amar Ravash, Ravashi commented on that several generations later. Rabbi Yochanan did not mean that it has to totally fall off. As long as it becomes loosened, that means as you generate enough heat to get the taste out, the liner loosens off of the wall of the cask, now it's mutar. Now, kinsa, what about putting in some sticks inside? You don't put the flask into the oast, but rather you put some sticks into the inside with a fire, and there's burn a fire inside the cask. Is that good? Pligi Rav Achav Ravina. So, machloket. Chad asar v'chad shari. V'hilchata kaman dasar. We rule like the one who says it's not good. The fire has to be around it. Ibayaluhu ma'ulatin techo shechar. Now, here's the issue. Can you use beer? Now, beer or mead? And the idea is, we said that you could use water and put it in there and pour it out for 3 days, in and out, and that would be good. Can you use beer in its stead? And the reason this is a question is because you certainly cannot use wine, because wine is just going to regenerate the same kind of chemicals, and that's not going to help. Can you use beer and not be concerned that if you allow beer, people are going to use wine? So Nachman of Yehuda Asri, they prohibited. V'Rav Ashari. Ravina shara le Rav Chia bereid Rav Yitzchak lemirma beishichra. Ravina allowed this rabbi to do it. Azal rama bechamer, by accident he put wine in. Vafilo achelo chashla lemilton. Ravina said, nonetheless, I still allow beer. This guy made a one-time mistake. Amar akrai ba'almahu. It was a one-time mistake, but I'm still going to allow beer as a liquid to use. Yitzchak rabisna. So he's a rabbi. Havi le anumani de pakusna. He had some vessels. They're made of some material that may have been sort of hardened up dung. Malinu maya, so he filled them with water because he wanted to cleanse them. Manchinu b'shimisha, he thought he had to leave them out in the sun to sort of both do the liquid but also get the heat. Paku, the vessel's busted as a result. Hamalei Rabbi Abba, asartinu alach yisur delalam. You have made them forbidden forever, meaning you lost them. You could have had them in a simple way. Emer damar rabbanan malinu maya. The rabbis just said fill them with water. They didn't say you have to put it in the sun. So you basically blew it by going too far. You lost your kelim. Rabami. Klein netter ein lo tara ulamit. Klein netter, we'll find out what they are in a minute, can never become tahor because they are bolea so deeply you can't get the blea out. We say this about ceramics generally. My klein netter, what are they? Amar Yossi bar Avin, klein machporet shel tzrif. Kalim that are made from that which is dug, sort of a mined material, which is something like aluminum. Now the Beparzok Rufila, this was the vice king or viceroy of the area. Anas Hainikuvim Bodita, he seized a bunch of casks. Ramu Bukhamra, he put wine in them. He needed them for a short period. He seized them from the Jews, put wine in them. Hadrid and Neolayo, and then he gave them back. Atushalu Rav Yehuda. So this happened in Pumbadita, or near Pumbadita. They came to Rav Yehuda and asked him, what's the story with these flasks? Can we use them? How do we cleanse them? Mar Davarshin Machnisa Lekiyumu. These were not used for storage. He put them in for a short time, took them out. Meaning, the issue of wine is when you put it in a cask, it soaks into the wood or to the ceramic of the cask with time. But this wasn't being, this was used for a temporary holding. Mishach Shachan Maimin Mutarin. Just wash them out with water and they're okay. So these other kind of casks of the non-Jews came into the Bali Tuva. They don't soak up the wine very strongly. These, even though they're used for a long time, they just don't absorb the kind of material they are. It's made of some sort of earthen, some kind of earth. You can wash them out. So he points to another kind of kli. Came into the Bali Tuva. Again, it does not... It does not soak up water. These are also ceramics that come from a place where the earth is very hard. So you can wash them out with water. Again, mutarin. So what we're basically saying is any material where it was regular cask but was not used for long-time storage, or the kind of material does not absorb very well, you just wash it out with cold water. Kossi, what about cups? So Rav Asi Asar of Ashishari, there's a play on words, Asi Asar Ashishari. Rav Asi says prohibited. Rav Asi, many years later, said it was mutter. Now, in Shati Bovid Kochavim Pam Rishon, everybody agrees that if the first one to drink from it is the Ovid Kochavim, then Kuliyam Alo Pligid Asar, because the first wine to get into this cup is now Yayin Nesach, maybe, and therefore you can't use it. Ki Pligid Pam Rishon, the Machloket is only if you first drank from it, then the non-Jew drank from it. Do we say that your wine that you drank is basically the liner, it's the one that soaked in, and his didn't soak in? Now, Ika da Amri Pam Rishon Vesheni Kulayam Alo Pligid Asar, that perhaps if you drink, that if he drinks either the first or the second time, we agree that it's asur. Ki pligi pam shlishi, the machloket is about the third time. Ve'ochata pam rishon v'sheni asur, gimel mutar. So either we rule like the last version, and we rule like Rav Ashi, that when they disagree, which is about when he drinks the third cup out of there, that it's mutar. Or else we rule like Rav Asi, and we say the machloket is about the second time. The second time it's asur. If you drank from it the first time, and he drank the second time, but give him mutar. If he only got to it the third time it was used, then it's mutar. Rav Zvid, hai mani de kunya. You have these kind of lead-glazed ceramics. Chivra v'uch mashari. If they're black or white, they're mutar, because they're not bolea. Yeruka, but if they're green, it's a different kind of material. Asur, because mishum demitzu, if they because of the way that they're made, then they really are bolea. But the ipohu kartufni, if even the black or white ones have some cracks in them, kulu asiri, then they're asir. Now Darsh Maremar came out and said, kunya bain uchma min chibra min yiruka shari. He said, any color is mutter. That's Maremar, so he was more lenient. So our question is, maishtam chametz pesach. Why does Maremar deal with this differently than he deals with kelim for chametz? De baumin emra Maremar, they asked him, hani mani de kunya, these same kind of vessels, maul ishtamushibu bepischa. Can use them on Pesach if they had chametz in them. Yeruka lo tibayilach, they weren't asking about the green, the mitzvifi of Ali Vasiri, because they made their way, the way that they're made, they're certainly bolea, they're usr, they're chametz, you can't cleanse them. Kitibayilach, hibibuchimai, they said, what about the black and white ones, which are not bolea as much? And we're not asking about a case where there's cracks in them, because the vade bali vasiri, they're certainly bolea through the cracks. Tibayilach, tashiimai, I'm only asking about ones that are absolutely smooth. So if they're black and white and smooth, are they mutter? Because everything else is usur. They didn't even ask it. Amar, Lahu ana chazinu lo demadaiti. I've seen such kelim and they sweat. Kelim demadaiti vare bali vasiri. So if I see kelim like that that are sweating out the stuff that's in them, that means that they're very much bolea. They absorb the materials that are in them, and therefore they're aser. So my taima, Torah ida klei cheres sheni yotzei midei dofno le'olam. He says the Torah testified, as it were, about klei cheres, about ceramics, that you can never get the stuff out of the walls. And where is that? Because the Torah never provided for taharav klei cheres. The only way you can be matara klei cheres is to break them. That's in Parshat Shmini. So therefore you see that the Torah is testifying about its physical properties. So now, so our question now is, why is Mareimar having diametrically opposite rulings about these kind of kelim when it comes to Yayin Nesach versus Chametz Pesach? Here he said they're all mutter, black, white, green. So, if you think Chametz is Doraita, and here the Yayin Nesach is Dorabanan because we don't know he was Menasech, the answer to that is, everything the Rabbanan Metaken follows the Doraita model. Which means that if there's a concern about Yayin Nesach, we treat it like real Yayin Nesach, the way we would, and therefore it has to be treated as a Doraita. And therefore, if Chametz, which is Doraita, you say that these Kelim are all Bolea, they all absorb, and you can't get the Chametz out, should be the same thing here. So the answer is very simple. Zetash Misho B'Chametz, V'Zetash Misho B'Chamin, V'Zetash Misho B'Tzonen. The Chametz that's cooked in these things is cooked up. It's hot. And that's a general principle about Isur V'Heter. When things are cooked, that's when, molecularly, that's when the tastes get absorbed, that's when the tastes mix, that's when we have a real problem. But when you use it in cold, generally, unless there's something very sharp there, then you just wash it out. And because Yayin Nesach never gets hot, he says, therefore, since this kind of kli is not bolea, just because it's left there for a long time, it's bolea because of heat. No heat, no blia, you can use them. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, and some Gersal have Mar Ukva, and it's very hard to believe that this would be Rabbi Akiva. So on the sheet I wrote it, and I'm going to read it here as Mar Ukva. You'll see why. Ikla Legin's, like he came to this town. Baumina, they asked him three questions, and he didn't know the answer to any of them, which is why it's hard to believe it's Rabbi Akiva. Mitanin l'shot or in mitanin l'shot? Rashi reads this as a question of what happens if you just skip breakfast, and then you decide in midday, you know what, I'll make it a tanit. I owe Hashem a tanit, I'll make this a tanit, I'm already halfway there. Does that work? He didn't know. Then they asked him, "Kankanim shel de kochavim asurin mutarin. Can you use these casks?" Again, he didn't know. And they asked him a third question of Agadar of history. What clothing did Moshe use during the 7 days of Miluim when he was acting as the Kohen in the Mishkan, before the Mishkan was fully dedicated? Because the Moshe can't wear big dekuna, that's not for him. What did he wear? So Atir Shal Ben Midrash, he came to the Beit Midrash, and he laid out all three questions, and they answered, Amri, Hilchatami Tanin L'Shalot. First of all, a fast that's for hours instead of a full day does have a din of a fast. I read different ways by different Rishonim. I just read Rashi's way. Mishlim Yitpalot Tfilat Tanit. And if you complete it, then you say Tfilat Tanit. Remember that then you will say Anenu and the proper Tfilat Tanit. And that was the question that they'd asked him. We have kankanim that were used, wine flasks that were used by non-Jews, and they've been sitting here for a long time. Are they mutter? And the answer was, after 12 months, they're mutter, meaning they sat there, weren't used for 12 months, we didn't clean them or anything else, then they're mutar. Here you have a very interesting question about whether this applies to any other area of Isur V'Heter, like you have kelim that milk and meat were cooked in, and you put them away for 12 months. Many people rely, there is such an opinion, many people rely on it, to put them away for 12 months, not touch them, and then to use them. There are many who oppose it and say this is a ruling that only really applies to Yayin Nesach. And Vameshi Mesh Moshe Shivat Yom Miluim, the third question, what did Moshe wear? Chaluk Lavan, he wore a simple white tunic. Chaluk Lavan Shen Mo'im Rav Gana had an extra piece, which is it was a white tunic that had it no seam. Okay, we will pause at this point and pick it up with the next few items that are on our list that actually move into Mishnah Daled, which was presented together with Mishnah Gimel. But in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.